Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. A very interesting fish and its backbone is our adventure in creation today. John 19:17 says, "Carrying his own cross, they crucified him." As we take more adventures into God's artwork in his creation, we will examine a very unique fish that harbors an incredible skeleton, the sailfin catfish. I began teaching creation science in 2000 after becoming aware of the subject at a Sunday school convention 15 years earlier. One of the first artifacts I received to share creation science with was the backbone of the unusual catfish, the sail catfish. Most catfish do not have a top fin, but the sail catfish does. It's the skeleton that is surprising, though. On the top of its backbone skeleton, it looks just like Jesus on the cross. When you turn the backbone skeleton over, it looks like the shield of faith from Ephesians 6. I don't know if I would have ever heard of it if my Colorado family and I hadn't ended up in Southwest Florida to help my in-laws. God's artwork and his nature can be seen like blossoms on trees, even on the outside of a sand dollar. But it's those hidden treasures inside that gives us pause. To see this skeleton, or the five doves that are on the inside of a sand dollar, or to find gems and treasures in the mountains, are the very special surprises God has for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the sailfin catfish's unusually unique artwork in your creation. We rejoice when we see your creative hand all over the world and in the heavens too. To think for the majority of us who have never seen the skeleton of a sailfin catfish, what other treasures does your world hold for our delight? Thank you for rejoicing wherever or whatever we are in. From the Arctic Pole to the Antarctic Pole, your wonders never cease. And your artwork and your nature continues to give us pause to give you the glory. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.